On Saturday evening, Pavel Durov, yes, the man behind Telegram, was arrested by the French authorities when he landed at Paris airport. Once hailed as the Russian Mark Zuckerberg, Durov was arrested on charges related to terrorism, fraud, money laundering, drug trafficking, spread of child sexual content, and more. Please note that these charges have not been officially confirmed, which means that the evidence against him was circumstantial. In all likelihood, the authority seems to be determined to make an example of him. Now let me tell you who is Pavel Durov. Pavel Durov might not be a popular name, but he is a major name in the world of tech. He is the creator of Kontakte, also known as VK, Russia's version of Facebook. And later he founded Telegram, a messaging app known for its strong encryption and privacy features. Since his early days, he has been in controversies, especially clashing with the Russian government. Back in 2011, during the mass protest in Russia, Durov refused to shut down his social media app that was used by activists to organize demonstrations. This was a bold move, especially in a country where the government exercises strict control over the internet and social media. Durov's refusal didn't go unnoticed, and it earned him powerful enemies within the Kremlin. But the real turning point came in 2014. The Russian government demanded that Durov hand over the personal data of Ukrainian users involved in the Euromaidan protests. Durov, true to his principle, he refused. We must understand that these refusals were of course in line with his commitment to privacy and freedom of expression. And these refusals were not just a minor inconvenience, they were seen as a direct challenge to the state's authority. This led to him being pushed out of his own company, and eventually he had to leave Russia altogether. His motto has always been to resist government control over censoring the information shared on his platform Telegram. This is what makes him a champion of digital privacy for many in the tech and crypto communities. But I must also tell you that this isn't just a Durov and Russia problem. His platforms were used by protesters in Hong Kong, by opposition groups in Iran, and by those also who are opposing the Belarusian government. If you see, too many governments are behind him. Durov is not just a tech entrepreneur, he was a troublemaker who needed to be silenced. His arrest is just one small piece of a much larger puzzle. The real issue at play here is the ongoing battle between privacy and control. This incident makes it all the more evident that there is a broader conflict between the growing demand for individual privacy and the increasing efforts by governments to have control over our information. There is no denial that Telegram has become a tool for criminals to use it for illegal purposes. There is no denial in that. But Telegram, unlike many other platforms, is heavily praised for protecting user privacy. And this is where it faces criticism for not doing enough to monitor illegal activities on its platform. The arrest of Pavel Durov highlights the tension between privacy and security in today's digital age. How much responsibility do tech companies have for what happens on their platforms? And where do we as individuals draw the line between protecting privacy and ensuring public safety? Now, most popular social media and messaging platforms originate from the United States, with the headquarters also based there. If you believe that anything you post on these platforms is completely secure and free from the US government's scrutiny, then you're mistaken. These platforms have granted backdoor access to US government agencies and intelligence services. On the other hand, if you look at Telegram, it stands out as a platform for not being created by a Western country. Plus, it is also known for its robust encryption and strong privacy features. Its growing popularity combined with its commitment to privacy and has been known for its stronger encryption and privacy features. On top of it, this application is also very popular. This has raised concerns among Western governments who view it as a potential threat to their control and security. Even Pavel Durov himself has spoken about this trend. He said, "When governments become less tolerant of privacy, they increasingly view platforms like Telegram that resist censorship as threats." So what does Durov's arrest mean for Telegram? The future is uncertain, but there are a few possible scenarios. First, let's consider the worst case scenario. Telegram could be forced to comply with government demands. Without the founder, there is a risk that the platform might lose its commitment to privacy. Governments could demand access to encryption keys or pressure Telegram to censor content. If that happens, Telegram could lose the very thing that made it popular in the first place. But there is another possibility. Durov's arrest could rally the tech community and Telegram's user base to defend the platform. We might see an outpouring of support, with users doubling down on the use of Telegram as a protest against government overreach. Telegram's decentralized structure and a global user base make it difficult to control even without Durov. And let's not forget, Durov was always two steps ahead. It's possible he anticipated this scenario and has kept measures in place to ensure Telegram's survival, even in his absence. Probably that's why Telegram's development team is based in Dubai, UAE. As you may know, Dubai is supposed to be a neutral country. It does not align with any superpower. Telegram's development team previously worked in St. Petersburg, Russia. As I said, they left due to local IT regulations. They also tried having their base in other locations, including Berlin, London, and Singapore. Nothing worked, and now he's detained in France. While this episode is still unfolding, the Russian embassy in France has demanded consular access to Durov and demanded that his rights be ensured. So that's a good thing. Russia might come to his support. Let's hope the end of this multi-layered drama doesn't result in the end of digital privacy and freedom of expression. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.